I've chose the unprofessional route of doing a podcast instead of running my business this morning, so I'm great.
That, you know what? I dig it. I like it.
My wife is a little annoyed, but she'll be fine.
I've abandoned my wife.
Honey, it's really important, okay?
That successful business that pays our mortgage can take a backseat. It's fucking fine, dude. A bunch of people are just going to bug me, like guns and stuff, so it'll be nice to be late.
What do you do? Just curious.
I own an estate liquidation company. And so we have an estate today, and I have a couple guns in the estate, which means there's going to be a line of guys that want to finger fuck the guns that are just waiting for me.
So. And there's our cold open.
Three, two, one, backload.
Welcome back to 321 Backlog, a podcast where we sit down and play games. Well, we talk about games that we have played recently. However, today we're going to be doing a little bit different of an episode. We're going to be ranking the top 20 games that showcase Xbox 360. Am I on point there, gentlemen?
Yeah, I like the idea of this because there was like the retro consoles that came out, like the Nintendo, Super Nintendo ones that came out. So this is kind of like, you know, if they made a Xbox 360 version of that, I feel like these, hopefully we can come to an understanding of a select amount of games that would fit that bill. And, you know, if they ever did release one, these would be the representative games. So.
Exactly. Also speaking now was James. And then we also have another guest with us because I forgot this whole part that
comes way back.
At the beginning. Way back. We also have a returning guest, Matthew. Today.
Hi.
Thanks for hopping on so early.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So to run down exactly what it is we're going to do, kind of like James said, you know, there have been these classic consoles for like Nintendo and like retro style where they say, hey, these are the 20 to 30 games we're going to give you. And that's like It shows what that console was known for best, right? So we're going to do that kind of thing, but with Xbox 360. So it's, I'm sure it's going to be super divisive.
No way.
How this is going to roll through is we're going to go in turn. We've all brought a list of 15 to 20 games. I think some have a little more. And we're going to, in turn, present two games from our list that'll immediately go in our top 20, and we'll try and place them somewhere in there, and then the next person will go, they'll add another two, and we'll discuss and edit that top 20 list as we go. So by the end of it, we're probably going to have some overlap. So if one of us picks a game and and the other people have it on our list, we will just behind the scenes scratch it off your list because it's already been mentioned, and that's kind of it. And we'll kind of see by the end of this what our top 20 games are that really showcase the 360. So, Matthew, I'm going to actually have you go first as the guest.
Okay.
So, what are your two games to throw on the list right off the bat?
So, am I ranking these in any particular order or just
no, so I think dealer's choice on which one you say first, and then the three of us will then kind of like say, okay, where do we think this can go? And it's the list is going to shift around. So I'm for those listening, I'm screen sharing just a blank list of 20 numbers, and we're going to place them on there. And then as we go, we'll shift them up, shift them down. If we think, you know, hey, this one's probably going to do really high, we can just toss it up the front. And as the episode progresses and at the very end, we'll see, okay, how's this ranking? And then let's make adjustments as we need.
I'll just go deep the first one all the way, like Halo 3 as my number one.
Let me go ahead and take that off my list in the background.
I discussed this with a handful of other people. I had to run to some different game stores and like card stores around town this week for business. So I asked like several of the guys there. Not one of them said Halo 3. I got like three Halo Reaches.
Really?
I got three Halo Reaches, not one Halo 3.
Ooh, okay.
Well, yeah.
So So I'm thinking right off the bat, this is probably going to go at least in the top five. I mean, it's one of the, probably not one of the, but the most well-known Xbox exclusive series. Like
It's Halo is synonymous with exactly. that. Yeah.
Right. So how about for, you know, I'm going to toss it in just the three spot for now, just because it's Halo 3. We in agreement there? It might move. It might go up.
I mean, it kind of feels disrespectful, but I'll accept it.
Did you play a lot of Halo?
Oh, dude, I was a tournament player. Yeah, I traveled the West Coast playing Halo 3 for years.
Do you do claw grip or do you do like human grip?
No, I never did none of that southpaw claw shit. Nope, normal grip. I played bumper jumper.
Okay. I don't know what that is.
Jump was on the top bumper.
Oh, okay. I guess I should have made that like inference from that, but
you fool.
It sounded like maybe a drug that you were using at the time to enhance your skill. It was bumper jumping hard, dude.
Basically, I kept losing to 13-year-old kids, dude. That's when I quit playing. Like
that's the story of our lives, dude.
Yeah, dude. It was the night that Halo Reach released. I played in a 96-man tournament for the release night of Reach, and I got my ass kicked by 12. Like, I got third, but these twins, like this boy and girl twins who were like 12 or 13, took first. And they, dude, it wasn't even close. They dominated us.
That sounds, that sounds like there's something going on there for sure. Some kind of twin power.
Yeah.
And what is your game two?
Game two. Now this, I might be going out onto left field here, but hands down, my actual personal like favorite 360 game was Mercenaries 2.
Okay.
Mercenaries 2. I'm not familiar with that one. I feel like I've heard it.
It's amazing.
I remember the cover, but I've never played it.
If we have a minute, if you want to pull up you should pull up the Mercenaries 2 theme song on YouTube for us to all watch and listen to together. And I feel like this will really give you a great idea of the game. This is an amazing game.
We just see Alex history pulling it up, and it's just really weird.
Oh, no, you didn't. There you go.
There it is, yeah.
I'm curious if this will come through for you guys.
Oh, yep.
No. Oh no, you didn't. Sucker tried to play me, but you never paid me, never. Oh no, you didn't. Payback is a coming, you will be running forever. Oh no, you didn't. Until I get my vengeance, I will never end this mayhem. Oh no, you didn't. I'm a mercenary, you ain't got a prayer, you owe me. Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't.
This sounds familiar. Like in a ridiculous way, like that we had to have seen this.
This was like, I think it was on a couple commercials. This was every time you started the game for the first time, this song came on. And I still sing this song like routinely to myself while driving down the road.
So that was also a PS2 game, surprisingly.
Was it? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Was it?
I feel like I remember
while I was making
it.
This list.
Yeah.
I was noticing like, oh, hold on, this is in the day, the age of like we cross play was like really hitting its stride.
Yeah, I tried really hard to adhere to games that I only played on 360.
Because when I was going through this, I was like, okay, you know, this game I want to bring up, but it was released for Xbox and Xbox 360, so it was probably made for the 360, really. Yeah. And then the flip of that of like, oh, this was made for the 360 and the Xbox One. So I'm not going to include that because let's be honest, they were trying to navigate us towards the Xbox One.
Likewise.
Yeah. Like one of my favorite games, Assassin's Creed Black Flag, is not on my list because it was actually supposed to be played on the Xbox One.
I did the same thing with Fable. So.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Oh, that one's on my list. One of them is.
Nice. Calm down. All right, calm down.
Oh my God. So let's go ahead and.
Okay.
Let's start with James next.
Is he only doing two?
Yeah, two. Okay. Two at a time.
Yeah. Okay, fine. I want to put on Need for Speed Most Wanted, the 05 one. Did you guys play that?
Yeah.
Yes, I think you and I did.
Yeah. So that was.
And that is. James, I feel like you and I are going to have a lot of the same picks.
Well, we might all, dude. There's a very strong possibility that we all.
Well,
have
you
a lot.
You and I played a lot of these games together.
Yes.
So now, if we're taking off Most Wanted, does that leave room for Pursuit and The Run? on the list as well?
I would.
So yeah, I think.
Oh, were those DLCs?
No, they were separate games.
Oh, okay.
So I think that'll be a point to argue a little bit. I feel like, you know, because this list could easily be like five Call of Duty games and then like three Halo games. So I think we should try to keep it to like one representation franchise from each series, you know. Yeah, but, you know, if you want to argue that the other one was better, huge. I'm open to it, because I played the shit out of all of those. So I'm not. I just remember personally Most Wanted was the most memorable one. But I know that I think it was Hot Pursuit. Was that the one you said?
Yeah, Hot Pursuit and The Run. Yeah, both.
Yeah.
Hot Pursuit, I think I played. I played a lot of Most Wanted.
The Most Wanted was my favorite out of.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. The Run was fun, but I liked Hot Pursuit. Most Wanted.
I think Most Wanted was also a launch title, too. So it kind of everybody got to, you know, dig in on it. And then I also. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm for placement, I'm thinking somewhere in single digits.
I guess I envision, dude, it's going to be really hard to like really do like top 20 directly. I thought we were just coming up with like 20
I think you're right, because we're definitely going to be, they're going to be games that aren't comparable to each other.
Yeah.
So I think you're right. I think it would make more sense to scrap the whole ranking, but we're just going to get them all on the list.
I would. Okay. I mean, so, I think we should try to adhere to some amount of tier list, just for
at the end we can maybe give them like a tier list or something like that if we've got time.
But I'm gonna number one then.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and just move these around in the background while you talk about your next game.
I also wanted to include Crackdown. I don't know if anybody played that.
I have not.
So I feel like it's been a while since we've seen too many of these games, but like in that time period, there were so many of these games that were like big open world games where you were just like some enhanced person. Prototype was another one, literally every superhero game. But Crackdown was like really good because there was like a driving aspect of it. You were basically like an enhanced cop and you were just, you know, and there were, I think, other enhanced villains. Pretty, but it was original. It wasn't like a superhero. It wasn't Spider-Man.
What was the like genre? Was it a shooter, RPG, like a action adventure, third
person shooter? But similar to GTA. But I guess it'd be like GTA if you were enhanced. If you happen to use steroids from a young age. I gotcha.
Okay.
Your mom put Tren in your Wheaties.
Okay. You know, I saw the prototype one on the list, and I was like, should I? You know, I didn't end up putting it on mine, but definitely in that vein.
Yeah, I thought Prototype was a better game, but it was on more than one console, and I think Crackdown was actually like an exclusive, so I had a little conflict. But
yeah, Prototype was cool.
All right, so I think we're to me now.
Yep.
As we probably guessed of what franchise I'm going to go to for our listeners. We're going to go into Ubisoft. We're going to go into Stealth. We're going to go into Assassin's Creed.
The original?
For sure. No. Mm. So the Assassin's Creed line is probably one of my favorites. Assassin's Creed, I believe, came out. It may have been on the three. I looked at this last night, and there were a couple that would have qualified, but then I wanted to break it down and think, okay, well, which ones were probably actually better and more beloved by the community from all the, you know, talks that we've had over the years. So the first one I'm going to put on here is Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Okay.
It was with, it's still in Ezio's timeline and in story, and that one I feel like got a lot of really good reception from the community. So that is not one that I played a bunch, but I know it was very well received.
Cool. I had the first Assassin's Creed, but I don't know them as well as you, so
yeah,
definitely something from them.
I know I played it, but I don't think I ever finished it. But I know it was, you know, every time any discussion videos come up or anytime there's an AC specific conversation, Brotherhood is brought up at some point.
Gotcha.
Behind Black Flag. And again, like I said before, the reason I didn't pick Black Flag is it was made with the intention of going on to the Xbox One.
Yeah.
Rogue stayed on the 360. It felt like a throwaway to me for those that couldn't afford a Xbox One, and I didn't like it as much of a game. So, and my second one, we're going to go right into it again. We're going to go Assassin's Creed 3 with Connor. So I'm getting them both on the board.
See, I didn't play Brotherhood. I've heard good things about it, but
I've heard nothing but good things. I played the hell out of Assassin's Creed 3, and that one is really what got us primed for Black Flag.
Really?
Because that was like directly in that storyline. There were people that were related between both main storylines and everything. So I fully expect towards the end of this episode, we're going to battle these two things out.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know what? I'm just going to get them on the board and have them talked about.
Okay.
So that's me. I think we're back to Matthew.
That's okay. Craig doesn't have input. What the hell? It's Alistair. Oh, you changed his name.
Yeah. I picked another one.
I was like, where the hell did Craig go?
Craig's picks suck.
Craig's dumb. Okay, I'm gonna. So my list is pretty well spread between like competitive first person shooters and like no brainer time wasters off the store. So I will go with Battlefield 3.
Yep, gotta have it.
Yeah, that was a solid game. Another game that I put entirely too much time into. You know, played too competitively. And Mirror's Edge, which
that's a good one too. Yeah,
amazing. Yeah,
it's funny with Battlefield 3 because I didn't really put much time into that, but we put a ton of time into Bad Company 2.
Okay, yeah.
Or yeah,
you know, Mirror's right? Edge. Battlefield was on mine. What was that, James?
I couldn't remember if it was Battlefield 2 Bad Company. Is that what it was called?
Yeah, Battlefield 2.
Yeah,
Bad Company was good, but 3 had a thriving online competitive community, and that just, dude, like, there was literally some of my favorite gaming memories is hanging out with 3 buddies that all live a city over from me, and just wrecking bitches in a tank, dude. Just the 4 of us were untouchable. Like, it was
that was my experience in Bad Company. That's funny, but yeah, I mean, it makes sense, yeah.
And then Mirror's Edge was just profound, like just genre defining. It's just such a good game.
Yeah, I Mirror's Edge was on my list, and it got bumped for some other things that were technically in like the puzzle space, puzzle platformer kind of thing. So it got bumped out, and you guys will understand why once I get to it. But yeah, it was definitely almost put in mind to bring to the table.
So a theme that you may notice as my list progresses is that I have a lot of I guess they're all competitive. There's like competitive first person shooters and competitive time squeezers, right? Like things like Trials or Mirror's Edge, where you just play over and over and over to shave a half a second off your personal best. Like that's I really liked Mirror's Edge for that.
I think that kind of like a lot of these games being shooters, it kind of speaks to the, like, I feel like everybody that played shooters was on 360 at that time.
Yeah.
Like that was the competitive shooter console for sure.
I mean, 30% of what I brought today is a shooter game. Like that's such a, like, it's such an easy game to like market and have interest in.
This is going to get, for this these list developers. Is going to get nasty, dude. We got a lot of, like, not a lot of spots, but we have a lot of games.
And that's one thing. If time permitting, I would love, once we have 20, to look at our list, reassess it, and be like, okay, you know what? I didn't get a chance to talk about this one. Let's toss it in there and see if it can bump anybody out.
I have an honorable mention that might spark fire under some butts.
Okay.
All right. Right on. So we are up to James. Yep. What are your next two?
Modern Warfare, Call of Duty 4. That was the game, dude. That's the game that got me to even buy the console. Like, I had no interest in a 360, but then everybody was on that shit. And that's what got me into, I guess, playing online shooters on a console.
Yeah, we put a lot of hours into this one.
Yeah.
I was never like amazing with those shooter games. you know, I feel like I got skilled out as we got older.
Outskilled?
Yeah, like I slowly became less reactive, and the kids that came in behind us to start playing, they were just, they're so good at these like quick reaction time games.
Yeah.
So yeah, it became hard to keep up.
Someone who's been playing FPS for, you know, 20 plus years at this point, like, yeah, it's, some of these little kids are absurd, dude. And that's like not even crazy, like disparaging myself, because I'm like, so we didn't do PC, a Counter-Strike player. I've been playing Counter-Strike since 1.6. I have 22 years inside that game. Muscle memory is a real thing. At almost 40 years old, I'm better than 90% of the people that play that game, only because I've fucking done that thing literally tens of thousands of times. That being said, these little kids who have done it 14 times are like almost as good as me, and that's
right.
I
speaking to muscle memory, I think that's definitely part of it. And as we were like in the console, in the 360 era, we were still in high school for James and I, and then we went kind of directly into the workforce. So my time went way down.
You know, it's funny,
for like just sitting and playing a game.
It's funny you say that, because I actually put like a little note here. We had just started working, like you said, you know, when the 360 had come out, but also like that was also our first time getting significant income. So we were actually able to buy these games, and we had the luck, like Blockbuster was still around.
Yeah.
So I remember having that like unlimited rental pass. So I played a little bit of a lot of games back then, because you could just swap it. If the game sucked, go back that day. You already had, you know, you could just go in and you had already paid, you know, to rent unlimited. Now we have things like the premium service where you can just download a game, and if it sucks, just delete it. But
it's just the access to games now is insane. All right, what's your next game?
I want to say, I'll go away from games where you just murder people. Fez. I want to put that up there.
Fez.
Yeah, it was a platformer game, but it came out, it was released alongside Xbox Live Arcade, which was so you guys don't know this.
Hey, it sounds familiar, but I don't think I've ever played it.
Yeah, it was an indie game. It was an indie game, and the reason I feel like it's a good representation, it was released because of Xbox Live Arcade. They allowed people to, like, indie developers to develop for that console, so it was exclusive to Xbox 360 for the first year, and it was kind of revolutionary because this was one of the first indie games that was successful, alongside, like, a lot of other indie games that came with it, but it introduced, like, the game was 2D platformer, get to the top of the thing, but if you hit an obstacle, you could rotate the whole map. I think another Mario game did this too, like maybe, you know, but you rotate the map
along the horizontal axis.
I think you spin it this way.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, you spin it. It's so the world is actually 3D, but you're seeing one plane of it, and it rotates, and then you have access to continue upward.
Does it rotate on both axes or just one axis?
I mean, just looking at like horizontal. This screenshot, I would imagine that it's here we go.
Yeah, watch the sound. Here. But yeah, hopefully, yeah, there you go.
Okay. Yep. That's
neat.
Pretty cool.
Yeah,
and I don't know. The game itself was kind of puzzle, not really super heavy on action, but Xbox Live Arcade was huge. It made the console like $200, and people were buying it like crazy. And it gave you kind of like the live service that we have now, where you can just subscribe and pay to play any game you want. This was one of those types of things where you could have like a huge digital library that you could start to accumulate. And it was an indie game. It was developed by like, I want to say like literally one person.
Wow.
I never played this. Looks fun.
No, but it actually looks really fun. I might be playing it shortly.
I think it's in the library, Alec.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm glad we're actually getting some variations, because if you're looking at our list right now, it's like okay,
Hooters.
We know who's making this list, which is why I'm gonna have my next picks how they are, but. I think that's an awesome addition.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because, like I said, everything was a shooter, but I was trying to come up with shit that is also reminiscent of the, I don't want to call it culture because that's fucking weird.
Well, you're in luck. It's the entirety of the rest of my list is bullshit like this. So
sick.
Right on. All right, so we're back over to me.
Assassin's Creed 2.
Assassin's Creed. No, so in the 360 era, we had a peripheral device, the Kinect.
Yeah.
That we have not talked about yet.
I left these games
so off. And you know, we have to mention some of these games because it was a piece of hardware that I had with my Xbox One. I also have it on my Gen 1 Xbox One. But the first one, here's the thing.
I'm really cute.
I have two that use the Kinect, but I don't like both of them. So yeah. I think what I'm going to do is we're going to go with Kinect Sports.
So this is going to be... That was on my list of like that was 21 on my list, but
yeah,
that's funny. Yeah, I had Kinectimals, but I took Kinectimals off.
when I have Kinect Sports written down, LOL is immediately typed right after it because it's there, but
in the sports genre, just for context and for people listening, hopefully somebody finds it funny. I was trying to get different genres of games, right? So I wanted like sports games, racing games, shooters, RPGs, action adventure, all that good stuff. And sports. I don't like the sports ball typically. So, and I was like, okay, I should probably look at like some of the NFL games or something. And there's so many.
Yeah.
So on my list, that would be like in the 21 spot is just, quote, any Madden game. Because there was one every fucking year.
That shouldn't go on
there. It feels
like
it's just, no, it's bullshit. It's just a cash grab by the NFL corporation. It's a
handful of players would move in and out. It's largely the same
for
a decade.
Anyway, so that one got bumped off. You know what? I fully think this is going to get...
You put Kinect Sports is going to
stay. Discuss later on. I'm going to stay with the Kinect. Just Dance 3. You know, the Just Dance games first were for the Wii, but Just Dance 3 was released on the 360 as well to utilize the Kinect. So I got to toss it in there. It was a piece of hardware that went through two console generations of the Xbox.
It went through I think it's one generation. Mentioning. It went through the end of one and the beginning of one.
Well, when I got my 360, I think I got the Elite. Like, it was one of the Call of Duty releases. It was like black and had like 120 gigabyte hard drive, made it like an extra $200. It was something crazy, but it also was bundled with a Kinect.
Yeah, what a waste.
So yeah, it was so much money, dude. It was dumb. Anyway, I got to give some love to the Kinect. I fully expect one and or both of those to get challenged at some point. I figured I would get them on the list.
Yeah, they're, as long as they're below the top 10, I'm good with it.
There you go. All right, so we are back over to Mr. Matthew.
Okay, now I have, this is one of my all-time favorite games, all-time favorite series. I've played every version of this game on literally every console it's been released on. Beautiful Katamari.
Oh yeah, dude. I like Katamari games.
Dude, I love Katamari games. They're one of my feel-goods.
I have never heard of this game.
It's a K. And it says
Calamari?
Katamari.
I didn't know that game was stuck on the... That's like still stuck on 360.
No, it's on every console. Like you can play it
is
on
it?
PlayStation. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, I guess it was only released on the 360 at that time.
Yeah, at that time, yeah.
Okay.
That was one of the first ones. That was the first one that came to 360. PlayStation has like probably the most...
Right. That's what I guess I would have assumed it was...
You're doing yourself a disservice by muting this.
Well, I've literally never heard of this game before, and I just needed some context for what it was. It's a what simulator?
Dung beetle simulator. You're a little Katamari. You're kind of like God. Like your dad is God, and he tasks you with going to different places around the earth and like collecting things. And they're like arbitrary missions. Goodness. Like you just do this. Like he'll say some shit. Like today we're gonna not catch any live animals or whatever. And it doesn't matter. There's no like You can totally eat the live things if you want. It doesn't matter.
Oh my goodness.
The bigger the ball gets, the bigger objects you can pick up too. So
until you roll up the world. Like eventually you're rolling up continents.
Okay. Okay. So I see what it's going for. Okay. All right.
Good
pick. Interesting.
Yeah, good pick.
Yeah, it's a very good game. And then into my, you know, impulsion to try hard is N Plus, which was a 2D platformer racing game that was just N.
N or?
N.
N.
Plus,
N.
And then a plus symbol, yep. Yep. And yeah, that's an amazing game. I played the shit out of that game many, many
years. Never even seen it.
Really?
Never heard of it, no.
Wow.
But it's a racing game?
Yeah. Like it's a, yeah. It's like a little racing game guy. Yeah.
Is it a platformer?
Yeah.
Okay. So time trial based platformer, maybe?
Oh,
geez.
Yes, this, right?
Yeah, right here, man.
This is, oh my God. I spent so much time on this fucking game.
So much time, dude. Yeah.
I just remember it as like N. I think it was like, what, N for Ninja or something?
I have no idea.
Essentially.
Sure. Yeah.
It was a browser based game when I played it.
Okay.
I wonder
if it
was part of like Xbox Live Arcade.
I may be watching this person play, dude.
Everybody, this has got to stay on the list. And if it doesn't, everybody go check out N Plus. It was so cool. They were like community made maps.
Oh, yeah.
And one of my favorites was like just called Hold Left. And that's all you did, right? Because they made this insanely just a clusterfuck of a level. And you would just hold the left key and it would just take you all over the stuff. It was essentially automated with you just hitting the left key, but man, I did not know this came to any consoles.
Yeah.
I only ever played this with a, not even WASD. It was just the up, down, left, right. That's amazing.
On 360, had an online community so you could race against other people.
Okay. All right, so I knew that more of like it's a platformer for sure.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah,
that's a they must have added more like game modes or something into it because was it like you would go on like a leaderboard or something
exactly what you saw, but four people spawn in, first one to the light wins. Yeah.
Oh, see that's the thing. I had never, when I had been exposed to it, there was no other like other people. It was just a single solo player experience until you did like the community maps where there were like challenge runs that people would just like throw on there. That's awesome. Gotcha. I love that.
No, yeah, dude. And that really like was one of the first games for me that I'm not sure the term like time refinement. I'm not sure the terminology we're going to use for that style of game. But once like the community aspect, you know what I mean? Once you realize like that you can just min max your movements to save time, like, holy shit, that's fun, dude.
That's a speedrunner's like dream game right there.
It really is, dude. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh man. All right, James, we are back to you. We are running out of space on this list.
Yeah, man. I wonder, I mean, it's up to you, but in my head, I envisioned it, I guess 30, but we can make this more of an argument if you want.
There might be time.
There's a DLC option, right? Like later on down the road for an extra 10. Right.
Okay. So, I hope number one for that.
I want to put the Telltale Walking Dead game.
Okay.
Okay.
Like the whole series, just, you know, not like a specific
episode one or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Just, I don't know, man. I think back to that time period and Telltale was killing it back then. They had like a really good, like, you know, all these different IPs. They were just making these games and everybody loved it. And I also feel like that was kind of I don't know. It was 360 as fuck.
Mm-hmm. Huh. The any of those Telltales I have not played.
Yeah,
I've played a little bit of them, but I've watched most of them, like probably all of them from that time period. They even had like a Game of Thrones one. Like they were just in everything, like for that time. But
not
are they the ones that do the Wolf Among Us?
That one was okay. Real, I liked that one a lot.
Similar art style.
That's the part that made I disliked all the Telltale games exclusively for the art style. I just couldn't.
Oh, okay.
It was like cel shaded.
I could see
right?
it getting old really quickly. Yeah, it was similar to the Borderlands. We just played Firewatch. And Borderlands, yeah.
Yeah, I also dislike Borderlands for the art style. It's just sad because it's amazing.
I'm not gonna say Borderlands for my next game then.
Me and my best friend have a point of contention that I don't love Borderlands as much as
him. Oh man.
Dude, if there was a mod that made it look like anything but Borderlands, I'd probably love the shit out of that game.
See that's the thing though. I think James, I need you to change whatever your next pick was going to be. I feel like that's the art style is kind of what set it apart.
It's you're right
because I
agreed.
I think if they release Borderlands with like Call of Duty skins,
oh god,
I don't think it. I think it would have just been passed over completely.
Yeah.
But it was something that's so unique that everybody was like, it was immediately noticeable, and. I genuinely think that the art style is what made it so memorable.
I agree.
That and Claptrap.
I'm gonna like totally expose myself and say that I'm like sincerely, I think that my hangup comes from a youth rebelling against anime and comic books, like just trying really hard to not be that flavor of nerd, and. I think that's probably why I disliked it so much. Not because it's not amazing in every single way, but just because it looked too much like something I tried not to be a part of.
Yeah. Was it the best game from like a shooter standpoint? No.
No. It was the best game as far as open world exploration, though, for sure.
Yeah.
So
I think it set itself enough. It set itself apart enough.
Borderlands 2 was way better.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
All right, well, let's just fucking get it in there. Borderlands 2 would, I guess, we'll just add that as the next pick. I'm not attacking you, Matthew.
It's okay. No, it's, I mean, it's on honorable mention list on my list. Just because I didn't love it doesn't mean I don't respect that it's not one of the greatest games ever made.
So, I'm not going to because I think I have other items to bring up, but I was going to bring up Borderlands 1. And so, 1 over 2 because 1 is what started us off.
Yeah, and I do agree with that, but Borderlands 2 had so much more going for it. Like, I finished Borderlands 1, like, completely never had interest in playing it again after the first week that I played it. Borderlands 2, like, if you guys said, let's play it right now, there'd be a pretty good chance that I would be down. Like, if we were trying to get Matthew to actually like it, if they released, like, a mod to change the graphical overlay... but yeah, so I don't know. Borderlands 2, I feel like it was just a better game. You know, that's why you would pick Assassin's Creed 3 over the first one.
Yeah.
So it's a better representation of how expansive it could be. And the DLC was fucking crazy for that game.
Was it?
Yeah, there was like, well, Tiny Tina's. That was part of that. Was originally like the DLC for that. Full blown crazy DLC.
Speaking of which, Tiny Tina's the full game. So good.
Yeah, it's funny, dude. That was a solid storyline. I played that.
Yeah, I have yet to finish it. We're like, I swear, we're probably like an hour or two from the end, and it just fell off the gaming group like rotation.
I didn't enjoy it that much, but
it was bringing the looter shooter that you guys really like and the D&D nod that I like. So I was like, oh, we can both enjoy something for different reasons, and it's a funny story. So I need to go back and finish it because I'm really excited. I was really really enjoying it while we were playing.
You're up, dude.
All right, I'm up. This is, I feel like we're going to do more, but if keeping in mind like this, we said 20 at first, I got to get some just on the board. We haven't talked a lot about music in this yet. We did mention Mercenaries 2 for their intro, but what about the playing the game and the game is music? We're going to go Guitar Hero 3, Legends of Rock.
Oh, you're just going straight with one of the, like, offshoots, huh?
Yeah, well, I believe Guitar Hero 1, I think, was Xbox. Guitar Hero 2, I believe, was 360, but it actually, they
Guitar
both
Hero 2,
made
I
it
know
for the
fact was PS2.
Yeah, because it was Guitar Hero 3, Legends of Rock was 2007. So it was, the if 2 came out on 360, it was like right off the bat. But, and I will say Guitar Hero 3, did Guitar Hero 3 have the other instruments?
Yes.
So I think that's part of the reason I picked it, because I was going to bring up Rock Band, but Rock Band was really just like, we want to do it too. Yeah. But Guitar Hero was like setting up the stage for them to do it. And you had an amazing soundtrack. We won't go through all of them, but I remember, I think Slash was heavily involved with it because they had character models of Slash. Yeah. He was in the game, and it was a fun time. All the promotional stuff for him, for that game included Slash, which was just a treat to watch whenever it came on the TV. So, and I loved the guitar, like the actual controller that was the guitar. And they're so expensive now, but I want to get one and have my son play some of these.
The 360 ones,
I think,
are
really
specifically
like
one of the more expensive ones because they were USB.
So this is a game that I still play, not Legends of Rock, just the base model one with DLC's songs, but I still play Guitar Hero 3 semi-regularly with my best friend. I'll do Guitar Hero 3 nights over at his place.
It was such a fun game.
It's fun.
James and I have a mutual friend that was my brother also was really good at it, but she would sit there and play. She would play like what was the
fire
one crazy song?
Was it Fire
Through the Fire and Flames? Yeah. She would play that on hardest difficulty, and she would just
it's kind of nuts to watch people that are
just
really
relaxing,
good at it, just chilling.
You know, it's crazy. My brother was also very good at that game. I can't remember. I'll probably give it up to Michelle because she was crazy good at that game.
Me and Michelle went to Walmart at 2 o'clock in the morning and bought multiple copies of it so we could play split screen of Guitar Hero 2. Like 2 o'clock in the morning, PlayStation 2. And I don't know, man. It's crazy. It's good times.
Well, it was.
I also feel like I know I need to get another pick in there, but I feel like the 360 era was like when you would go to a midnight release of a game.
Dude, yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Call of Duty.
Yeah. We don't do that anymore. It's like, there's a release. Cool. We'll pre-download it. Remember fucking Diablo? Diablo 4, the file's already out there. You can just download it. They just won't let you play it.
I went to a midnight
until a certain day
release for the newest Pokemon game, Scarlet Violet.
Yeah.
My wife was like, yeah, let's go. Like, I think we had just gotten off of work and we stayed up long enough to go to the midnight release. And I got home, I like put it in the Switch. I laid in bed and like I was snoring 5 minutes later.
it's, you know, because I remember with those midnight releases, we would get the game, get home, immediately go through like a patch.
All out of work.
And then by like one, maybe 2 o'clock, you're going to play like one or two rounds and then that's it.
Yeah. Unless you waited for the Call of Duty games and then you just sat there and looked at your fucking TV for 7 hours as it updated, dude.
It updated and then failed to get in a game over and over again.
All right. So I need to get another pick in here to keep us on track. I have so many good ones. I don't know what to pick.
Yeah.
Oh, this is so frustrating. We're gonna have to add some more games on this list.
I thought 30 was a good number, but...
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm going to go for me, not for the community. For me, Portal.
See, I thought of that as a PC game, but yeah.
See, it was on the 360. Portal 2 was also on the 360, but I think Portal like launched us into it. It was, I think Portal 2 had a better story or dialogue and interactions with the NPC, the single NPC. But I think Portal getting us started was why I'm giving them the first one, the
Was Portal the original one on 360?
I believe it was.
It was released with the orange box. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So yeah, I'm gonna give it a Portal 1.
It was out on PC for a few years before it hit
console. Right.
And Portal 1 was what bumped out Mirror's Edge for me. Because I was like, oh, they're in the same platformer puzzle vein. Ooh, excuse me, different mechanics, but you know, they were similar enough. All right. We're gonna get it back to
This is going to have to be a 30 list because Matthew's getting special privileges of an extra two games here, and I just can't have this.
Oh, shit. Hey, special guest privileges, bruh.
That's true. Yeah.
Bruh.
Okay. I'm going to stick with, making this list made me realize that I am truly just a competitive gamer. Trials Evolution, man. Which deserves a higher spot on the list than I've given it, but it's just where it fell as this thing.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I love every Trials game. Evolution is an R in front of the I. There you are.
Don't clue the audience in to me not being able to spell basic words, okay?
He types Trails Revolution.
Evolution.
It was funny watching him sit there and look at it. You're like, something's not right. Trails
Revolution.
This is another one of those like competitive time-wasting games where you just do the same thing over and over and over for hours. Like, it's truly one of the best.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You liked arcade-type games a lot.
I liked games where I push myself. Like, yeah. I like a game where I can get better, where I can put 100 hours into it and then put another 100 into it and be better. Like, or at least not even necessarily be better, but, you know, personal best. Be able to have a time or a score to commemorate my improvement, right? Like, I really like that.
I feel like I've played this.
Yeah, dude.
Or if I didn't, this would totally have been a game I played.
I probably put a couple thousand hours into getting gold medals on every map in this game. And like the impossible maps at the end, dude, were like literally 8 hours to get a medal in that game. Like, and you just stare, just nonstop, dude.
On one of my games I ended up taking off was the Dirt series.
Okay.
I think his name Colin McRae. It was like rally racing and all that. This has similar vibes to me a little bit, but rally vehicles instead.
Okay.
Awesome pick.
My number 20. So this combines my two obsessions into one game that no one's probably ever heard of before called The Club.
The Club.
Yeah. So imagine take a first person shooter and then turn it into a speed running game. Like, that is The Club.
It's so weird to see, like, when I look it up, I see the title of it, like the box art, and I never played it, but I obviously have seen this 1,000 times. I just always pass it over.
Go to that one right there. Oh, you can't see my finger. Oh.
Sorry.
So you get a place like that, right? And you have a time limit and a score and, like, you know, accuracy and length, like speed improves score. And basically you just have like this small area, a building, a courtyard, or whatever, and just massive amounts of enemies, just wave after wave after wave spawns, and you murder everyone as fast as possible and then get your final score.
Was it multiplayer or was it against like the computer?
I think it had a multiplayer aspect that was terrible and not fleshed out. I just played solo. This was like a first person shooter speedrunning game, which was fantastic, dude. And on that outstanding note, that I feel so exposed, dude. I've just picked the same game 10 times.
That's great. What we're back over to James.
Okay. This is a weird one. Lost Odyssey. You guys have never played it, obviously.
I have not, I've heard of it. I have not played it.
So this game, you can only play it on the 360. It's not on any other console still. It's the only way you can play it. It doesn't even emulate perfectly at this point. So it was a JRPG type game, like turn-based RPG, but it was like one of three that came out on this console, and it was exclusive, and it was really good graphics. It had timed hits, which are kind of rare in that type of game. And it was a like a four disc Xbox 360 game.
Wow.
Good story, oh, okay. too. Really good music. I think like I want to say
Like a Final Fantasy clone.
It's very similar.
The guy that did the music for like the first 10 Final Fantasy games did the music for this game. Nobuo Uematsu, I think. Is that how you say it, maybe? But either way, really good game. Stuck on the Xbox 360. No way to play it otherwise.
Considering that we can't put Final Fantasy VII on this list, that's an acceptable replacement.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good one.
Yeah.
And it really was. It was a great game. So
it looks like it. I was a big Final Fantasy VII fan, so.
Oh, you would love this game, dude.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. That's a franchise that I have, just sillily, I have bought Final Fantasy VII on literally every single way that they've been able to take my money.
I have it on Android and iPhone.
I do. I have it on Android, iPhone, and every single console. And the remastered version on all of the new-gen consoles. I love it so much. I haven't even played any of them, dude. I haven't played that game in a decade. I've still bought 7 copies of that game since the last time I played it.
Have you been playing the remakes at all? Like the remake?
No, full? I kind of started, but no, not really, dude. I heard that they changed some of the storyline, and that makes me not want to pursue it too heavily.
It's still the same story. They just flesh people out a little bit more and kind of give a little more.
Cloud doesn't get essayed by the big burly man in the tank top and stuff like that. Just that sort of stuff just felt disingenuous. So it just bothered me. I don't want to play my games unless
boys touching boys, you know?
I guess, dude, yeah. Because that was one of the favorite things, is all those little, hidden gems, the interacting actions, the dialogues and stuff in the game. That was my favorite part of the game. So changing those little things, that was a big part of the game for me. So I don't really want to go through and play the game missing my favorite parts of the game.
Yeah, I mean, they still have a lot of the niche stuff. I saw a video the other day. This is completely unrelated, I'm sorry. I saw a video the other day of the newer game that just came, the second edition or whatever that came out. They had, you can go to Tifa's house and play her piano still. And they had a video of Cloud playing Still DRE on the piano.
It's funny.
Like the Dr. Dre song.
Yeah.
But anyways, we got to get on track, dude.
All right, what's your number two for this round?
Oh, man. Dude, there's so many fucking games.
There's so many. And I'm surprised that certain ones that are still on my list haven't been brought up.
I feel like we're trying not to say the obvious ones in a lot of ways.
But I feel like they're obvious for a reason.
I'll put it out there then. I'm just going to say Fallout 3.
Okay.
That was not one that I was thinking.
Okay, fine.
That's a good pick.
Well, why not, though? I mean, it was...
Fallout one word?
Yes.
Yeah, it's actually three.
All right.
It's fucking all out is what it stands for.
That's funny.
See, I never got into the Fallout games. I'm aware of them, and I'm aware of, the basics.
Yeah.
But I really never got into them.
I'm not a huge fan of them either, but I feel like it's a really good... representation of the console and everything like that. I feel like it was a mix of RPG and shooter. Everybody was talking about it. Everybody played it. And, you know.
Definitely the superior open world game for this time period.
Yeah.
Right on. All right. So is that back to me?
Yeah. Back to Assassin's Creed.
All right. So on Assassin's Creed. No. So, all right. Okay. We're going to go number one just to get it on the board because I feel like. If memory serves, this was launched, not a launch title, but it did come out in 360, was GTA 5.
Not 5. 3?
3 was
five San Andreas. Can't be that old. Is 5 that old?
Yes, it is.
5 is that old, bro. Yeah. It's been re-released 17 times, but Grand Theft Auto 5, 360.
Yeah, I mean, we did get the government saying aliens are real before GTA 6, so.
Yeah.
Wow. So, I can't believe that's a 360 game. That's crazy. Nuts.
Yeah. 2013.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's got to be on the board.
Yeah.
And ooh, again, The Elder Scrolls V, Skyrim.
Okay. Yeah.
That is also on every fucking console ever since then.
It is, but like looking at the release date, it came out with these. Yeah. It's a huge
game. I played it first.
People still today are playing this game
for some reason.
So I gotta give it props.
Heavily. Like that has a huge community still, which is wild.
Oh well, there's a modding community too for PC that's pretty big.
Have y'all seen the it's like the Skyrim grandma or something, the old lady that was playing Skyrim for a long time. I don't know if she's still kicking, but she started like streaming and all her watchers were her grandchildren and all this. I don't know if she's still alive because at the time, this was a couple of years ago, she was already ancient.
You could have just said, I don't know if she's still streaming.
Sorry.
She's on life support just like that game.
Oh, no.
She's also one of your only viewers.
Yep.
She tunes in every week.
All right. So that's that. Okay. So if time allows, we've each got one more round.
Yeah.
And that'll round out our 30. Okay. All right. And I know we're getting close to time. So, Matthew, what are your next two?
I have to pick two. Ooh.
Yeah, two more. And I think we're going to round this out to 30.
Okay.
And then we're going to talk about them, see if we need to make any adjustments, if anybody has any honorable mentions they have to bring up for discussion.
Yeah, I do. Okay, I have that. Okay. Right. I have two with an obligatory honorable mention. Okay. The elephant in the room that I'm actually wildly surprised no one's brought up is BioShock.
It was on mine for
that
sure.
That one just got taken off of mine.
Yeah.
But it was definitely had an early spot.
Yeah. This side should be way higher on the board and have been brought up an hour ago, if we're being honest.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Have you played that recently? It's kind of gnarly.
No, I haven't played the first one for a long time. No.
It didn't age great.
We did cover it on a podcast called 3-2-1 Backlog, and it was a good time.
Okay.
It was a good time.
Now for my other one, I'm gonna go with the Fable series. I think this time period was two or three.
Two and three.
Did three? Okay, then I'm gonna go with three, because three had a better Paragon system.
And that was on my list, and I actually had to talk to my wife about this one because she really liked the Fable series, and Fable 2 I think had a much better system for like your jobs. You could like do blacksmithing to like make money and do all this stuff. They like the mini games were better, but then like the combat and I think was it a morality system?
Yeah, the morality system.
Was a little better in 3,
yeah.
But they were both really fun games for different reasons, but really good series.
Yeah.
And they're finally, well, they've been teasing at 4. For a couple of months.
But it's been
in development forever.
I'm the kind of player where, like, and same goes for Mass Effect, like, perfect Paragon, right? Like, I reboot the save, like, if faced with a bad consequence, because I want perfect Paragon. And Fable just gives recognition of that. Like, when you walk into the city and everyone's like, Like,
and
that was so satisfying.
Oh, James, have you ever played Fable?
No.
That you had, I can't remember, was it in the first one or the second one? You had a dog.
Or third one.
Okay.
Second and third?
The dog was great.
That dog was great, yeah.
Because of the morality system, for those that don't know, if you became more evil or more, what was it, Paragon good?
Yeah.
Or whatever their thing was, but the non-evil one, the dog would like either glow or get like demonic and shadowy looking. It was an awesome game. It was a really, really fun game. I'm so excited for Fable 4 whenever they decide to release the damn thing.
It has a lot of potential.
And I hope they don't just completely shit on the series. So very, very excited for that.
Huh.
All right, James, last round.
All right.
For your pay, your set. And then I got one more, but what do you got for us?
Far Cry 3.
There it is.
Yeah.
There it is.
I feel like open world games, like shooters especially, or stealth type games were huge then. That was definitely one of them. It always got like everybody was busting nuts over that.
Yeah. On Far Cry 3 was so good, dude. Like, their fire mechanic was on point in that game. Like, that was the first game I can think of that really did fire good.
Have you played Far Cry 3, Matthew?
Yeah.
Have you played Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon?
Yeah. So good. That is a contender for that is a contender for my honorable mention, but I went with the other version of that.
Yeah, I liked Far Cry Blood Dragon a lot, dude. It was 10 out of 10 games.
It was, it was fun.
10 out of 10. Perfect game.
It was so ridiculous.
It was great, dude. The aesthetic, like, the color scheme in the Blood Dragon was freaking dope.
Yeah. Oh, just the dialogue was ridiculous, too.
All right, James, what is your last main entry into our now top 30 list?
Good Lord, man. There's so many left over, too.
I think I've got five that have not been mentioned by anybody so far.
I've got quite a few. I hate to say this. I don't know, man. EDF 2017.
Yes.
EDF.
Oh my God.
Earth Defense Force.
Okay.
Did you?
I don't think I played this. No. Pull it up. Hold on.
So,
This is Helldivers.
Yes.
This is the original. Yeah. I don't know if this was like the first one, but like James and I found this game. I forget what the context of us was getting the physical copy. We went back in the days of like still having like sleepovers and doing stuff at like, you know, and played this game
split screen
for like 24 hours straight.
Yeah.
We stayed up overnight. I remember your dad came in because he like heard something. He was like confused that there was like movement so early in the morning, and I think went and got Sonic for breakfast. And it was, this game was insane.
Yeah, I got that game because I got a job for working for Blockbuster, and so I like if I was just bored, I would walk around and read all of the, you know, try to find co-op games for one. But I remember finding that one and flipping it over and seeing it was like split screen co-op and you just shoot giant bugs. And I was like, well, you know, I get 5 free rentals a week. Let's try it out. And it was like the game we rented for like for a long time. I don't know.
Yeah. Bugs, then robots, then it was just crazy.
It's Helldivers, like you said, and that's just like everybody's busting over that one right now too.
Yeah.
So
I am familiar with this in that context. Yet never played it.
Yeah,
but I have been addicted to Helldivers for the last 2 weeks. So.
Well, when you get bored with that,
I think they're still making them.
Yeah, they are.
Like they're still going.
Yeah, this one I think specifically got like a remake under a new name. They named it something else and like made it look better. Because I think this one was one of the most popular.
Yeah.
I just remember, dude, trying to get the Lysander Z sniper rifle was the one gun I wanted, and we could never get it. It never dropped.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that, Daddy Long Leg. That's a big bitch.
Oh. This game was so, so good.
Yeah.
I think this was from, the screenshot I'm showing was from 2017. This massive spider in the distance.
The jumping spiders.
Jumping like, you know, multiple city blocks worth of space like in your direction. Oh, that's terrifyingly amazing.
And bees too. Oh yeah, this is
all manner of insects and arachnids and then robots.
Yeah, there was like actually kaiju or like some kind of giant alien things too. There was like spaceships
earlier.
Anyhow,
that's cool.
Oh, good stuff. Great pick. Yeah. I was looking at like, okay, what do these games do? They're shooters. Okay, there are other shooters that have been, I think, for the masses more iconic. So I gotta take it off. So, but I'm glad somebody brought it up.
You, dude, you could always rely on me.
All right. Okay. My last set, Red Dead Redemption.
Yep. That's on my list too.
I have not played this yet, but I know the reception it has gotten.
Yeah.
And it is
really,
it's on the list. It's on the list. So it's coming soon. And this is again, one of those picks where it's kind of like, you know, public perception. I everybody knows it. Every time I tell somebody that I haven't played it yet, they have that same reaction of like, really? Like it hasn't been played yet. So got to give it up there. And then for my last pick, this is hard for me. I'm going to bring up it may get
emotional
challenged later on, but I had more fun with this game than one that we mentioned previously, which is it's a Call of Duty game, World at War.
Yeah.
I really liked the World War II.
Yep.
I think it was. I really liked that they introduced like limbs coming off and the older style guns. So it just felt like everybody was on more of a level playing field. It made sense to not have all these crazy modifications on your weapons. Okay. So I really, really liked World at War. So I had to give it up there.
That's, yeah. It was really a struggle for me not to put Black Ops on here just solely for the zombies mode, because that was such a
zombies was real fun. Yeah.
World at War had zombies too, right?
I think World at War they've all
too, yeah. Like both acceptable. Any, as long as there's some flavor of zombies on this list, I think that's acceptable. They're all the same. This World at War had like Kino Dertoten, dude. God, that's a fun game.
I think I liked World at War better than I liked Modern Warfare 4, but I wasn't sure how many, like, it would be easy to put 6 Call of Duty games on here too, you know?
Oh yeah.
See, and now that I would fight about, like, I would push back. I strongly dislike the Call of Duty games, every single one of them, except for zombies. But that's, so now this comes from, like, as a Counter-Strike player and a competitive Halo player, right? Like, I like a game where we're on the same footing, where we start out with the same 5 guns, the same, you know what I mean? Exactly the same. And just the Call of Duty series really rewards addiction, right? Like if you just have the time to put thousands of hours into the game, you have the best attachments and the best guns and the best loadouts. And that isn't fair. I can't be as good as the guy with more free time than me, which I dislike, where all those other shooters, it doesn't matter how often I play. It's based on skill, not what I've unlocked.
I agree with, I mean, I get that. I do agree. You could also just not prestige and then, you know, but then it doesn't have the same replayability and all that.
You say not prestige, like I'm a level 14. That's cool. Like I'm not a level 60 or whatever. Like I don't have the time to ever get there.
But like, they do tend to, I mean, back then, I don't know about the current ones, but they would tend to like release, or you could get really good stuff early on.
You could, the heartbeat sensor was one of the first unlocks, and that was cheaty as hell. Yeah.
And then like there was always specifically in World at War, the MP40, you would get it like level 7. You could get that in the first game if you knew what you were doing.
The MP40 with quick ADS, dude, that was broken.
And Juggernaut.
Quick reload. Yeah, that was an overpowered fucking loadout, dude.
It would like automatically headshot for no reason.
Yeah.
All right.
I feel like the Call of Duty games are, they're not the best game in that type, but they're one of those where it's like
they were accessible.
It's the most accessible and just the most well-known.
Yeah.
Like, it's something that Matthew and I can get on board with. Is like, D&D is not always the best TTRPG, but it's the most well-known and the one that everybody gravitates towards. So there's going to be a lot of, like, heft around that one. So I feel like Call of Duty is one of those that it's the one that everybody knows off the top of their head.
Right.
Because it's so accessible.
And somehow has way more, like, prestige and notoriety towards it, because I guarantee more people have heard of Call of Duty than have heard of Counter-Strike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, nowadays. Well, it's on every
console too. I mean, you could play World at War was on the Wii, dude. You could like motion control your MP40 like fucking winging that thing all over the place.
Yeah, using your gun. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So we have our top 30 list. Honorable and it's not mentions. Necessarily in any particular order. So I think I'm okay with the ones that haven't been mentioned on my list. I'm not going to mention them. I think it's fine. Do either of you have any, like, okay, we haven't mentioned this, anything that we need to discuss?
I just want to say it's crazy. Nobody said God of War. That's pretty fucking, I'm sorry, what did I just, Gears of War.
Years of War.
That's pretty crazy.
That, and again, that was on my list. And again, and you and I talked about this during our break, is like, it's a shooter.
Yeah.
Other shooters have, I think, done a better job.
Well, it's a cover shooter, but it was the Xbox 360 exclusive. A
cover shooter. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I never liked those games. I don't know.
They handle weird. I think they've gotten better, but in the 360 era, I don't think they were the best at what that game was trying to do.
Yeah, it was fun. It was too far over the shoulder. The camera perspective, yeah. I never yeah. really liked. Like, it
that's
was
what they called it, a cover shooter, which is so yeah. stupid. Yeah. I don't know.
And it just your character movement was very clunky, and
yeah.
it was like you were running around with like the Mr. Olympia was like in the suit. He couldn't put their arms down. Yeah. Everything was just way too big and bulky. It just felt odd, though it was very iconic for that system. Other games did it better, I think.
It was solid. So, I mean, I have my honorable mention that I feel like really should go. But then I accidentally scrolled up and found the first list I made that I whittled down into the 20. And there's so many more honorable mentions.
Oh, yeah.
it's a lot. Okay. First, man, I only get to pick one?
Yeah, just give me one, maybe two.
Okay.
Are there any that are jumping out at you? Like, okay, honorable, how did they not mention this? Like,
I mean, not because this one is niche, but Saints Row: Gat Out of Hell was an outstanding game. Like with your Blood Dragon, I went back and forth between that and Blood Dragon on which one like I was gonna do as my honorable mention, and like I strongly disliked the Saints Row games. They were stupid. It was just a shitty version of GTA.
Yeah.
But Gat Out of Hell was an amazing game. Like, truly one of my all-time favorites. Most visually pleasing, most fun.
I don't think I even knew that game existed, dude.
Really?
Yeah, Saints Row has been kind of off my radar. I've known about it kind of tangentially, but I have not dove in to see what they're all about.
They're, like he said, shitty GTA.
Yeah, it's just shitty GTA. Yeah. Like, all the Saints Row sucked except for Gat Out of Hell. Gat Out of Hell was above and beyond in its own thing beyond the Saints Row series, which was fantastic.
Was it like you were a superhuman type thing, kind of?
No, you're just a gangbanger, but you're also in hell. Got,
like, wings, dude. Okay.
Yeah. In Gat Out of Hell, like, you're like a demonic gangbanger. So. Okay. Yeah, like Saints Row is basically just GTA from a solely gang-based perspective, like Turf Wars or whatever. And Gat Out of Hell took those mechanics and added a cool storyline.
Okay.
Why not?
Devil May Cry meets GTA.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yep. Fucking nailed it, dude. Another honorable mention. Man, I'm just going to roll through a couple of them. We don't have to talk about them, but they all deserve words. Red Faction Guerrilla, super underknown, underplayed, underappreciated game.
Red Faction, James and I, burn the out PS2 that disc. What was it for Xbox?
Yeah.
Red Faction. That one was such a fun game.
The destructive environment was just like on point. That was one of the first games I can remember that really did that.
Mm-hmm.
Gauntlet just deserves to be on there because Gauntlet's one of the all time best play with your buddies games ever.
Love Gauntlet.
Dragon Age Origins really set the stage for
that. That was on mine early. Yeah.
You know, like,
I forgot that was a 360 game. Yeah.
Yep. My initial list, I think I said 40. I think it was closer to 50. And I started like whittling down. And then when I messaged you last night, I was like, this is crazy. I got so many I want to bring up.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to say two more words. Skate 2, because Skate 2 was a bomb game. And Ace Combat, man, like the Ace Combat games like stand as the best airplane fighter dogfighting games ever. Like, it's a shame that they weren't more popular and haven't still been done recently. And then Disney Infinity, dude. Disney Infinity.
That's one that you don't see very often, or like the aerial.
Yeah,
shooter or aerial fighter combat games. Yeah, like every time I've seen one, it's usually like a side thing of like an already existing military game, like a Call of Duty type game. It's like, oh yeah, there's like a little side mission or a mini game where you're in a plane for 2 minutes, and that's kind of it. But then you've got a couple, like, you know, like World of Planes or something like that. You have those, but there aren't many.
Superman 64. It's hard to top that.
There you go. All right.
Well, I want to. So, can I throw a couple more honorable mentions? Just like, throw the names out. Castle Crashers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was an Xbox Live Arcade. Super fun. Super Meat Boy. Another Xbox Live Arcade game. You'd probably, I think Matthew would like that.
I never played Super Meat Boy.
It's very time trial. And when you do finish it, you're one hit, you die. But when you do finish it, it shows you all of the characters following the same path. And then the only one that makes it is the final one for each level. Cool. It's kind of cool. So if you die 100 times, there'll be 100 on the screen at one time. And then they all slowly fall off.
Where can I play this game today?
Steam. Yeah, I mean, everything, probably. It's everywhere. Yeah,
it's on Steam and it's 80% off right now. Fuck yeah.
There you go. Okay. That was another.
If you have Epic, I think it was on Epic recently to be free, or it's about to be.
That was another game that was like released exclusively on 360, Xbox Arcade, whatever, like alongside Fez. That was another one. Like, it was an indie game made by like one or two people.
Okay.
I like how you're pulling up the free games as I am too.
Oh, sorry. It was I think Super Meat Boy was last week's free game. The one for this week is
Never Yield.
Yeah. An urban style platformer.
Is it N plus?
It's interesting.
Okay, and I also want to say Rainbow Six Vegas. That was another one that we played the shit out of.
Yeah.
And Dead Space. I'm surprised that didn't come up, but.
Again, I didn't know that one well enough to speak to it, but it was on my list, my initial draft.
It might have been one of those games too that kind of got like mixed in with the next console as well. But
well, hell, if we're still giving out honorable mentions, I have two that I'd like to just bring and just be brought up. The Witcher 2.
Okay, solid.
Not necessarily an amazing game compared to the rest in the series, but I think it was the 360 version that got us to what The Witcher is now. So it's just something worth mentioning. And a game that revitalized this series, The Rise of the Tomb Raider, came out.
On 360. I thought about that too.
So,
and the Arkham Asylum too would be another, because that was
the other one. Yeah.
That's it, man.
Yeah.
All right. Any final thoughts or final things to mention before we run through what our top 30 now?
Fuck the Kinect.
Games that really show. You know, I agree. I think it was. I like the concept of it, but I think it was kind of like too. It's like an early. I feel like it's in the same vein of like VR.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of getting in that space. But I think other newer dedicated systems to VR are just better.
It's funny because I think the number one selling game was like Kinect Sports or something like that, because it was packaged with every single console.
Yeah.
So they're like, no, it was our best selling game. Like, no, it wasn't. It was your most.
It was just
free
the thing that
game.
Was always there. Yeah.
No one played it. I did play Kinectables with
it, but I definitely wanted to just have it in there because it was a feature of the 360. It was something they were starting with, and it feels like it's worth mentioning. So, all right, we're gonna run through these. These are in no particular order. These are just in the order that we heard them. These are the top 30 games for the Xbox 360, as mentioned in the 3-2-1 backlog podcast. So we have Halo 3, Mercenaries 2, Need for Speed Most Wanted, Crackdown, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, and Assassin's Creed 3, Battlefield 3, Mirror's Edge, Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare, Fez, Kinect Sports, Just Dance 3, Beautiful Katamari, N+, Telltale The Walking Dead series, Borderlands 2, Guitar Hero 3, Legends of Rock, Portal, Trials Evolution, The Club, Lost Odyssey, Fallout 3, GTA 5, The Elder Scrolls, Skyrim, Bioshock, Fable 3, Far Cry 3, EDF, 2017, Red Dead Redemption, and Call of Duty World at War.
Solid list.
Man, what a system.
Yeah.
When I first started this, I was like, okay, let me just, because I know there's ones I've forgotten. Let me just hop on the internet and see what there's thousands of games.
It took me a really long time.
Trying to like narrow those down was crazy.
Yeah. I made a list and came up with like 8. And then I was like, what am I missing? So I pulled up a list of all the 360 games. And I was just like, holy crap.
I'm missing a whole console.
Man, oh man. So this was real fun, guys. Matthew, thank you for coming back.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
It was a fun time.
This was fun. Nice to meet you, James.
You too, man.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of beard stroking going on over here.
See, you guys kind of like, you know, met sort of. James was with us on the Rise of Industry, but he was like catatonic. He just couldn't wrap his head around the game. So
Yeah, dude, I just can't do it.
He was just off in the corner, but it was a little awkward, so we didn't want to talk about it. But so yeah, I think that's going to do it for us. All right, we're going to bring this episode to a close. I wanted to take a moment and thank Matthew again for joining us today. You can find us anywhere on social media. We made it easy. We have a link tree, linktr.ee/321backlog. You can find all of our stuff there. We got some merch. We got discount codes. You can help us out. Show us some love. That'd be great. Next episode, we're going to do another top 5. James and I are going to sit down and talk about our top 5 villains and bosses from video games. Stick around for that. It'll be real fun. Anyway, that's it from us. Thanks for listening.